Welcome back to the Lakeland Ice Arena. I'm Chris Conley, where one regulation hockey game wasn't enough to decide this between D.C. Everest and Lakeland. We're tied 1-1 at the end of regulation. The Everest goal came in the third period, a shorthanded goal at 5:07 from Davis Hackbarth. So Lakeland's got to be kicking themselves, thinking that they should have had this secured. Instead, they give up a shorty. Evergreens outshot Lakeland in the third period. Yeah, it was 14-9. Lakeland outshooting the Evergreens. 32 saves for the Lakeland goalie, Colin Gulcher. Ethan Hurt's been good for the Evergreens, too. He's got 21 saves. 8 minutes of sudden death to decide this one. And if we are still tied, there'll be no shootout today. This will go into a tie for both teams' records. Hackbarth will take the draw against Max Trahala. So it's a brand new one. One goal will win this. And Lakeland controls the faceoff to start overtime. And this puck's turned over in the corner. Hackbarth getting close to it. Lakeland player is a little closer still. Evergreens now with a first look. Here's Zinda from the boards near side. Goes behind the net. Zinda's got a defensive player shadowing him. Zinda tries to go back cross ice. Just barely held into the zone by Brady Bunnell and swept into the corner. Yakuz is back in attendance for the Evergreens. Evergreens down the near side circle. Evergreens traffic in front. That slid right across the crease, and Ortell was upended. Got a whistle coming up here. Ortell and the Lakeland goalie tangled up. The goalie is hurt. Ortell looked like he was hit into the goalie, and Colin Gulcher is down on his knees. Let's see if Gulcher can get up and continue. Gulcher is back up on his skates. Net came free, too, so we have to reset that. Puck slid right across the crease. Ortell, to me, looked like he was hit. Goalie's going to stay in. Everybody's all right. No penalty. Ortell will take the draw for the Evergreens. Came out in front, off Zinda's stick behind the boards, and wrapped all the way around by Lakeland and out of the zone. Evergreens will have to chase. Everest has Yakuz, sure-handed defenseman, back. Yakuz tries to get this ahead to Ortell, bounces off the boards. Lakeland takes it at the red line. Lakeland from the red line, flicked on goal, and Hurt had to make a save for the Evergreens from outside the zone. I mean, why not? It only takes one. It doesn't matter if the one is lucky or from long range or from however it comes, right? A minute into overtime. Puck's behind the Evergreens net. Everest comes out with it. Here's Yakuz carrying it. Hackbarth is all the way on the far side. Evergreens are onside. Yakuz carries it behind the net. Tries to get it in front to Ortell. A lot of traffic there off one of the defenders. Loose jabbing and now off to the side. Evergreens got a couple of looks. Couldn't get anything. Comes out of the zone. And the Evergreens take it away here. Here's Ortell. Tried to get it ahead to Zinda. Too much traffic there. Didn't get through to Eddie. 6:20 left in overtime. Icing. Lakeland sent it all the way down. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Overtime, sudden death. 6:23 left. Colin Gulcher is only a junior, so we're going to see him again next year. Lakeland goalie could be All-State by the time he graduates. Jaglinski fights for the draw, goes behind the defensive board. Lakeland's got it here in their own defensive end. Evergreens try and keep the chance alive, comes out to center ice. Jaglinski is closest to it for the Evergreens. Evergreens are offside. It's along the far side boards. Quinton Shiro had it, but Colby Schmidt in the center of the ice was into the zone early. So it'll be outside the Everest blue line, far dot in front of the Everest bench. Jaglinski will take the draw for the Evergreens. 1-1, and we're in overtime. Evergreens win this draw. Jaglinski tried to get it forward. No one ahead, and Lakeland's got the puck. They're at the red line. Lakeland sends it into the corner. Funny bounce from the corner goes behind the net. Evergreens have a player there in the far corner. No turnovers here. Colby Schmidt shuttles it ahead to Jaglinski, who tried to get it between two defenders. Lakeland takes it back. Lakeland, that just died off the boards there in front of the Everest bench. Evergreens send it behind the net. Goalie comes out to gather it, and the Evergreens' Colby Schmidt is nearest to it. But Lakeland along the near side boards has the puck. Gets it to neutral ice. Lakeland sends it down on the corner, and the Thunderbirds are on a change. Boy, in overtime, you never want to surrender the puck, but you did there. Long pass ahead. Here's Ortel. Circles back, leads it for Yaku. Shot just over the crossbar. Could have been a game winner. Ortel did a great job feeding Yaku's as a trailer in the near side circle. Just over the crossbar. Very rarely this afternoon, if you could say that Colin Gulcher, the opposing goalie, was beat. I think Gulcher was beat. He went down early. A lot of the upper part of the net was open for Yaku's, and just too tall. It's an offensive zone faceoff. I'm not sure what our officiating crew is huddling up about. They're away from the bench about where this faceoff is going to be. And this discussion is continuing. There's 5:16 left in overtime. It'll be an offensive zone face-off to the Evergreens' left of the cage. Goes into the corner. Lakeland tries to send this all the way around. The Evergreens do not hold it in the zone. Evergreens fight for it, and they have to clear at neutral ice. Coming up forward is Brady Bunnell. Bunnell tries to get that center one off Ortel's stick, and Yaku's, it was behind him, couldn't hold it. Got to wait for his teammates to come out. Yaku sends that forward. Here's Eddie Zinda. Zinda ahead to Ortel. Little bit too long for him. Tried to get it to Zinda between the circles. From Zinda to Ortel. 4:45 left in overtime. Lakeland tries to center. They got that right through the crease. No one was home. Lakeland carried it into the far side corner and tried to center from there. Bounces off the boards behind. Here come the Evergreens. 3-4-on-2. Hackbarth handles for the Evergreens. Stick handling. Hackbarth shot. It didn't get through. The defender put his body in front of it and steered it into the corner. And everything the Evergreens have been scoring lately has been coming through Hackbarth. That's Lakeland with a shot just wide into the boards on the near side post. So Lakeland trying to win it with a one-timer. Halfway through overtime. Bouncing puck ahead too long for Ortel of the Evergreens. Lakeland now along the near side boards. Lakeland player arrived, elbows out, no whistles in overtime. Colby Schmidt for the Evergreens. Now Ortel overskates the puck. Lakeland sends a bouncer to the corner. It actually went in on goal from outside the blue line. Loose lumber on the ice. Someone's without a skate, without a stick. Evergreens come up here. Here's Jaglinski. Looks to leave it for Zinda. Weren't quite on the same page there. Now Yaku's at the red line right in front of the scorer's table. Yaku's is still fighting for it. Now send it to the corner. Can the Evergreens fight for it here? Lakeland defender is closer. Pops up off the Evergreens player, Clinton Shiro. And the Evergreens hold this zone. Here's Colby Schmidt, near side boards. No angle to speak of there. Leaves it behind the net. Jaglinski tried to get it in front. There was no one home. Lakeland player J.J. Albee takes it away. Lakeland comes back the other way. Lakeland player knocked off his face. From outside the red line, shot wide, goes into the corner. 3 minutes left in overtime. Both teams have had chances. I think the Evergreens, just to my eyes, have had the better looks. Getting late in overtime, tied one apiece. Jaglinski behind the net for the Evergreens. Back in his own defensive end. Turned over to Lakeland. Lakeland tried to send that in front. A lot of sticks down there and goes all the way back out of the zone. Lakeland at the red line possesses. Evergreens defense chases. Cross ice pass ahead to Kyle Schwab. Schwab is onside. Schwab near side boards. Doesn't have anyone in front of the net. Tries to go back to the blue line. Trahela now to Schwab near side. 2.5 left in overtime, so it's getting late. Evergreens have just sent that down the ice. It's icing. So the Evergreens will get new skaters on. Lakeland will get new skaters on. We're 2:24 away from a draw. Lakeland gets the offensive zone faceoff to Ethan Hurt's left. Take his pardon. They'll drop the puck to the right. Yaku's behind the net, tries to wrap it all the way around. Lakeland holds in on the far side board, sends it back behind the net where Yaku's again is there. Evergreens will try and start a rush, have to go the length of the short ice here, ahead to Hackbarth. Hackbarth circles back and now moves forward. Evergreens red line, blue line. Hackbarth is onside. bodied up by one of the defenders and steered towards the boards. Now Hackbarth gives it up into the corner. Evergreens try and center back. Hackbarth on the backhand side tries to skate in. Shot, traffic in front, loose and underneath the pads and out of play. Covered up again by Colin Gulcher. Colin's been fun to watch. Frustrating to watch, too. 1:43 left in overtime. Lakeland gets an offensive zone faceoff. Grant Ortell will take this. Went to Zinda in front, deflected off Zinda's stick slowly towards the net, and covered up there by Colin Gulcher. He'll give up another offensive zone faceoff. As two more seconds ripped off the clock. Grant Ortell takes the draw for the Evergreens. Offensive zone for D.C. Everest. Puck drops, goes to the boards, and Lakeland wraps it all the way around and out of the zone. Lakeland 2-on-2, disrupting the chance for the Evergreens is Brady Bunnell. Now here's Zinda. Zinda's got Ortell trailing. Zinda's got in his skates for a moment, still has the puck, and Zinda loses it behind the boards into the near side. Zinda absorbs a big hit, too. Ortell comes up to help. Ortell looking to battle here. 1:20 left in overtime. Evergreens hold this in. Brady Bunnell. No, Lakeland comes away. 2-on-2. Thunderbirds carry this in. Goes behind the net. Trying to carry this in is Mike Trahila. Trahila overskated the puck. Tried to do a little too much. Trahila didn't trust his teammates there. Wanted to do it himself. Carried near side boards. Looked to wrap it around. Then left the puck behind. 1 minute left until we've got a draw today. Lakeland still in the zone. Knocked away by the Evergreens. Yakus is back up on his skate, sends it into the corner. Evergreens are onside. Jaglinski will chase. Hackbarth behind him. 45 seconds left in regulation. Evergreens hold into the blue line. They could not. Evergreens' Brady Bunnell has to wait for his team to clear up. Out of the zone now. Bunnell at the red line. Ahead now to Ortell. The Evergreens are onside. Got Colby Schmidt if they can get it to him. 20 seconds left in overtime. Evergreens now hears Hackbarth. Leaves it back for Yakus. In traffic, Lakeland got a stick on it and knocked it away. 15 seconds left in overtime. Lakeland coming on the goal. Good defensive play there, but Parker Hurt, who stick checked his puck away. Very late in overtime. Puck's at the red line. Evergreens may get one final look. Puck is loose along the far side boards. This game is going to end as a tie. Lakeland gets a power play goal in regulation. And the Evergreens get a shorthanded goal in the third period to get it even. And that's where it ends, 1-1. Congratulations to both the D.C. Everest Evergreens and the Lakeland Thunderbirds. They played to a one-apiece draw. Back with a recap after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Well, welcome back to the Lakeland Ice Arena, where the game will officially go down as a tie. Both teams, though, have decided that they are going to settle this with a shootout to end the game. So this is a shootout just for fun. Officially, the game will go into the books as a 1-1 tie. Why not? It's again for each team's records and for standing and for placement. It's a 1-1 draw. Evergreens as the visiting team are going to go first in the shootout. Grant Ortell against Colin Gulcher. Here we go, Ortell to start this. Again, officially we're tied 1-1. Here's Ortell, red line, blue line, far side, works on Gulcher and scores. Evergreens 1-0. Ortell scores in overtime. In the shootout. Lakeland sends out Teg Wagner against Ethan Hurt. So here comes Wagner's chance the other way. He skates all the way towards the far side boards. Now back in the center against Hurt. And Hurt has stopped him. Ethan Hurt reached back and made a save. 1-0 Evergreens.
Shooting for Evers. number 22.
And here's Davis Hackbarth. And Hackbarth has been all world for the Evergreens the last couple of games. So Hackbarth now against Colin Gulcher, with the Evergreens leading 1-0 in the shootout. Hackbarth goes to the near sideboards. Hackbarth works in, and Hackbarth is denied. Hackbarth tried to transfer that backhand to forehand, and it kind of lost control of the puck. It stays 1-0 Evergreens. For Lakeland, here's Joe Beda. Beda was the goal scorer in the first period for Lakeland. Here he comes. Beda across the blue line. In on Hurt. Shot. That hit the post. And it stays 1-0 Evergreens. Here comes the third skater for the Evergreens. And it'll be Jacob Jakus, who would like to make amends for his absence for about 10 minutes of the third period, which we will not talk about any further. Here is Jakus, who has the disrespect of having his name mispronounced again by our PA announcer. Here's Jacob. Far side, now back between the circles. Jakus is denied. Pads went down a little bit early for Colin Gulcher, and Jakus missed on the far side post. It remains 1-0 Evergreens in the shootout. And here comes Lakeland's leading scorer coming out, Max Trahala. Can Ethan Hurt come up with another stop here? 1-0 in the shootout. Trahala far side, and stopped again by Ethan Hurt. Pad save on the far side. So the Evergreens still have a 1-0 lead in the shootout, with Grant Ortell being the lone goal scorer. If the Evergreens score here, they'll win the shootout. Here's Brady Bunnell. So Bunnell looks to end this right here for the Evergreens. Here's Brady Bunnell. Bunnell skates forward. Shot is denied. Okay, so Lakeland gets one more chance. Let's see if Ethan Hurt can get a stop, and then the Evergreens will have won the shootout. Cody Olson for Lakeland. All right, they need this, or the Evergreens will have won the shootout. Cody Olson against Ethan Hurt. Shot there is stopped, and the Evergreens are going to go here with a happy result. Let's see, to me that was five players. Actually, that was the fourth. So we have one. Okay, one more. Yes, here we go, one more. Here's Kyle Jaglinski. Again, Jaglinski can win this. Jags saved. Right into the glove there of Colin Gulcher. So now this is indeed the final shooter, with the Evergreens leading 1-0. Sorry for the confusion here. This is the final shooter for Lakeland, Kyle Schwab. Schwab was in the penalty box where the Evergreens scored the shorthanded goal. Schwab will either give us a tie and we'll continue, or Ethan Hurt's going to make a save. Hurt makes the save, and there it is. The Evergreens win 1-0 in a shootout in a game that ends officially as a 1-1 tie. Grant Ortell, the only player to score in the shootout. Now we'll be back to recap after this message on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Lakeland. I'm Chris Conley with a wrap-up for the DC Everest Lakeland hockey game on a Saturday afternoon. The game officially ends in a 1-1 tie. The Evergreens did win a four-fun shootout, 1-0 on Grant Ortell's goal. Joel Beda scored the Lakeland only goal at 12:38 of the first period. It was on a power play, while the Evergreens' Jacob Jakus was serving a two-minute minor. Jakus would be off the ice for 10 minutes for unsportsmanlike in the third period. Davis Hackbarth tied the game at 5:07 of the third, a shorthanded goal. Lakeland turned the puck over on a power play, and Hackbarth was halfway down the circles and scored 1-1. We played a scoreless overtime. The Evergreens won the four-fun power play on Grant Ortell's goal, the only player to score in the shootout at the end of regulation. It does go officially as a tie for both of these teams. So Lakeland now is 13-2-1 on the season. The Evergreens are 9-6-2. Safe drive home, Everest fans and Everest players. Enjoy the winter ball tonight over at the Rothschild Pavilion. Again, our final score, D.C. Everest 1, Lakeland 1 at the Lakeland Ice Arena in Minocqua. Good afternoon, everybody.